Thames 21 is the environmental charity for the River Thames, and we get local communities and neighbourhoods involved in looking after their bit of the river. It's not just the Thames, it's also the tributaries. We have this amazing network of rivers and streams running throughout London and throughout Kingston and this part of London, and it's just a fantastic resource. It's fantastic for wildlife. It really lifts an area. If you get a bit of green space with a river or a stream running through it, it immediately lifts it, and it's so fantastic for wildlife, and we want to see more people enjoying these spaces. This is truly disgusting. So if anyone's got a slightly dodgy stomach, it's not a good time to be listening, because this is a horror story. If you go down onto the tidal Thames, when the tide goes out, you'll see these strange misshapen lumps in the Thames foreshore. They're kind of brownish and they're covered in twigs and things, but if you delve into them, what you discover is they are made up of layer upon layer of wet wipes. And what's happening is every time we get an overflow, when the sewage system that we've got in London is overstretched, and every time it gets too filled with rainwater, you get overflows going into the River Thames, and that takes sewage with it as well. And wrapped up in all that sewage, you've got all the wet wipes that people chuck down the loo, and they're coming out into the river and they're collecting on the riversides in layer, layer after layer after layer. It is truly disgusting. They're all used wet wipes. You would not believe what people try to flush down the loo. Anything and everything, food, machinery. People think it's a good way of disposing of things that they haven't got another answer to. So people tend to try to flush stuff down the loo. And most of it is not flushable. It's not the right place for it. The bin is the right place for it. Flushing things down the loo does not get rid of the problem. When the sewers do overflow into the river, hopefully that will stop. We'll get less of that. We've got the Thames Tideway Tunnel being built, which will stop the sewage overflows into the tidal section there. So it should happen less. But yes, it's out of sight, out of mind. But these things come back to haunt us. We will see them when we will go walking along the river. We're an environmental charity for the river, and we want to see a clean river, a place that is thriving, that's filled with wildlife, a place that people can use safely, a place where people can boat, can go on paddleboards, can canoe, dragon boating, whatever it might be, and do that safely in the knowledge that it's a clean river. And if they do fall in or get splashed, it's clean water. It's not got sewage in it. That's what we think is so important, and that's why we support the Tideway Tunnel project. Got this amazing event just by Hammersmith Bridge, and it's for anybody who wants to come along. So come along from about 10:30, 11 o'clock. Just wear old clothes. That's all you need to do. You don't need to bring any special equipment at all. Come down and help us count wet wipes on the Thames foreshore. We did a small study. We just looked at just one square metre of Thames foreshore, and we found 150 wet wipes just in that one square metre. So we're having this big mass event on Saturday morning, inviting everyone to come along and help us count the wet wipes all along that section by Hammersmith Bridge. And we're going to lay them out along the towpath so that everybody can see how many wet wipes we've got there and why it's such a big problem.